We want to look here this morning in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 to begin reading in verse 13. Very familiar passage of Scripture. You've heard it read several times through your lifetime, I imagine, and not only in church, but in funerals and so on. But we want to preach this morning on the subject, the comfort of His coming. The comfort of His coming. Here in verse 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." This we say unto you by the word of the Lord. "That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air." That's going to be the main event. Out of all of those scriptures that we've just read, that's going to be the main event, to meet the Lord in the air. "And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Comfort one another with these words. And the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is indeed a great comfort to all of those that are saved by the grace of God. But it's a dread to those that are not saved by the grace of God. Those that are not saved. Those that are going to be left behind when Jesus comes back. And so Paul here, he based his encouragement and he based his comfort on five fundamental facts. And we want to bring out those five fundamental facts here this morning. We first of all want to mention the revelation. The revelation. In verses 13, he says, "But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again." Now notice that. If we believe. In order to be saved, you got to believe. And he says, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, he's talking about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the revelation. This we say unto you by the word of the Lord. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So we have God's truth here as a great comfort. Man down through the years has tried to solve the riddle of death and afterlife. But we see here that Paul solved the problem when he wrote this, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." We that are saved by the grace of God, we don't need to wonder about death or life after death. The Bible is very clear. These scriptures reveal to us that we're going to be with the Lord after death. We have a revelation from the Word of God. And so why substitute human speculation for divine revelation? We're not speculating. We're bringing out facts this morning. We have the divine revelation here. The Lord tells us that He is coming back. And all of those that are saved by the grace of God are going to meet Him in the air. When we leave this life, when we die, we're going to go to our graves. But that's not the end. There's a blessed hope for all of those that have repented of their sins and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. So, one of our five fundamental facts is the revelation, the Word of God. He has revealed to us not only here in this passage of Scripture, but all through the Word of God, He has revealed to us that He is coming back, that there is life after death. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we'd like to read a few verses there. We'd like to begin reading in verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Not corruptible. Incorruptible, and we shall be changed, for this corruptible, or this perishable, must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. So since the Lord has conquered death, we don't need to fear death. We don't need to fear the future. Those that are saved by the grace of God, you don't need to fear death. It's not a dreaded thing. We're not to dread that. And the Lord here in His Word has made it very clear and very plain. We have conquered death. Jesus Christ has conquered death for us. He died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried. He arose again the third day that we might have this blessed hope of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody doesn't have that. Everybody doesn't have that blessed hope. But we have revealed here in the Word of God that Jesus Christ is coming back. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 12, I believe it is, he says, now if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how shall some among you that are there, among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? And so the authority of God's Word gives us the assurance and gives us the comfort that we stand in need of. Thank God for His revealed Word. I'm not going by signs. I'm not going by signs. I'm going by the revealed Word of God concerning my hope of eternal life and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we'd like to notice also another fundamental fact is His return. His return. Christ is coming back again. As we see in verses 14 and 15, where he said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, if we believe that Jesus Christ died and arose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So Christ is coming again. And I believe the return of the Lord Jesus Christ will comfort all of those that are brokenhearted. These passages of Scripture have been a great blessing to me down through the years. I've lost my mom, my dad, my first wife. And it's a blessing to know that the Lord is going to return. And when He returns, He's going to return with them. And we're going to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so on. We don't need to fear death. Christ died for us. He died for us. He didn't sleep for us. He died for us. And Paul didn't say the soul went to sleep at death. Not at all. And so, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith also without works is dead also. And so the body goes to the grave. The soul goes to heaven. Isn't that a comfort? To know that truth. The fact of our Lord's return is comfort to us in bereavement, because we know that He will soon return and come back with His people who have died in the Lord. You know, I was thinking about this morning. You can't lose something when you know where it is. You can't lose something when you know where it is. My first wife was saved by the grace of God. I know where she is. My mother and dad were saved. I know where they are. They weren't lost. They're saved by the grace of God. Their body is in the grave. Their soul is in heaven. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We don't know the moment, but we do know that He is coming. I believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means that it can happen at any moment. And I'm not looking for signs, as I said a moment ago. I'm listening for the shout. He'll return in the air. And this is where we're going to meet Him. So we have nothing to fear who are saved by the grace of God, whether we live or whether we die, because Jesus will come with us, or He's coming for us. There's no lose situation here. We have victory, all because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did. And so we're going to come with Him, or He's going to come for us. Now let's notice also another fact, the resurrection. The resurrection. The saved dead are going to rise, as we see there in verse 15 and verse 16. But you know, there's many today that mock that. They mock the resurrection. They say, do you believe that? You really believe that? Sure I do. But you know, the Lord told me there's going to be mockers and scoffers that walk after their own ungodly lust. In the book of Acts, turn back here to the book of Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 and verse 32. Acts 17 and verse 32. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. And others said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." Many are saying the very same thing today. Many are mocking the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many are mocking the death, the burial, and the resurrection.
of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many are mocking. And then he goes on to say, we will hear thee again of this matter. And many today are saying, not now. Because I really don't believe that he's coming. Preachers have been preaching that for years and years and years, and he hasn't come back yet. And people are still mocking. But I still want to proclaim to you this morning that one of these days, one of these moments, Jesus Christ is coming back. Are you ready? Are you ready? And so, one of these days, there will be the shout of command. There's going to be three unique sounds when the Lord comes back. We're going to have the Lord's shout. We're going to have the sound of the trumpet. And we're going to have the voice of the archangel. And we shall hear his voice. We shall hear his voice. And so the resurrection assures us that death is not the end. The grave is not the end. Are you ready? It can happen at any moment. I want to emphasize that. We believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the fourth fact is the rapture. The living saved will be caught up. Isn't that what he says here in our reading? Caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Notice here in verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that simply means that we're going to be transported from one place to the other. Transported from one place to the other. It means that we're going to be raptured. That's what the word caught up means. It means caught up. It means rapture. It means to seize. It means to carry off. It also means to catch away speedily. To catch away speedily. It means to claim for one's own self. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to claim us. To move to a new place. I like every one of those definitions. To move to a new place. I'm tired of this old place. This old place doesn't have a thing to offer me but a bunch of heartache and sorrow and trouble. But one of these days, he's going to move me to a new place. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so he's going to move us to a new place. He's gone to prepare a place for us. He's gone to prepare our home. And it's not a little cabin in the corner of glory land. I'm not going to settle for a cabin. I'm going to settle for a mansion. He say, oh, that means many abodes. I'm going to settle for a mansion. And so one day, he'll take us to that glorious home in the sky. I'm looking forward to that. And it also means to rescue from danger. To rescue from danger. Now, will the unsaved know, or will they hear the trump of God? I don't believe they will. This will be only for those that are saved by the grace of God. if they do hear it, it'll be without meaning. But it's not going to be without meaning to those that are saved by the grace of God. They're going to be able to know that shout, that voice. And so, the fifth fact we want to mention is the reunion. The reunion. Saved forever with the Lord. The word translated, the Greek word translated meet, carries the idea of meeting a royal person or an important person. We're going to meet a royal person, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to meet the most important person in all of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to meet Him. We're going to see Him face to face. We have walked with the Lord by faith while we've been here upon this earth. But in the air, we shall see Him as He is. And we're going to become like Him. What a meeting that's going to be. It's going to be a glorious meeting. It's going to be a glorious meeting. Because we're going to have our glorified bodies. Brother Adrian, you won't have to carry around that tank around with you anymore. Glorious meeting in the air. It's going to be an everlasting meeting. Forever, you know what he said? Forever we shall be with the Lord. Forever with the Lord. Just think of that. Forever with the Lord. What a promise. What a promise to know without a shadow of a doubt that we're going to be with the Lord forever. But we also need to remember and not forget that this is also going to be a time of reckoning. It's going to be a time of reckoning. We're all going to have to stand before the Lord and give an account to God for our service for the Lord. Every one of us that are saved by the grace of God, we're going to have to stand before the Lord and give an account to God. And I believe every one of us here this morning that's saved by the grace of God, I believe we know the condition of our spiritual life right this moment. How we stand with the Lord right now. How do you stand with Him right now? So, Brother Jones, I don't want to talk about it. You don't have to talk about it. Just bow your head and say, Lord, I repent. Lord, forgive me of my shortcomings. Lord, forgive me where I've failed you. How are you going to stand before Him if He would come 5 minutes from now? How are you going to stand before Him? We're going to stand before Him, and it's very possible that He could come back in 5 minutes. Left behind. They've got to be the saddest words. Left behind. You have loved ones that are saved by the grace of God, and I'm not pulling on your emotions this morning. Your loved ones that are saved by the grace of God, they're going on to heaven. You're going to be left behind. You're going to be left behind. All of God's people are going to be gone. And you talk about a wicked, wicked, wicked day. You say, I don't see how it could get much worse than what it is today. It's going to be a whole lot worse then. When all of God's people are taken out of this world. All the righteousness is taken out of this world. And you're going to be left behind. With the vilest of sinners there is. And with no restraints. Sin is just going to be rampant. Are you ready? Are you ready? This is a lot more serious than what we think. Are you ready? And then he mentions together with them. Together with them. Those of our loved ones, those of our friends that have gone on, that have died in the Lord. We're going to meet them in the air. Isn't that a blessing? To know that truth. What an encouragement. You know, on the Mount of Transfiguration, the three disciples knew and recognized Moses and Elijah. I believe that we'll recognize them in the Lord. In the Lord. And so listen this morning. Death is a fact of life. Death is not an accident. Death is an appointment. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to meet the Lord? You're here this morning, not saved. There's not a better time than right now. If the Spirit of God has spoken to your heart, can you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and arose again the third day? If you can, the Lord will save your soul. He'll save your soul.
Amen.
Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Trust Him. Believe with all your heart.
Amen.
That's when I was saved. That's when I was saved. I wasn't saved a minute sooner or a minute later. The Lord has touched your heart this morning with the spirit of conviction. We urge you to come.